This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're listening to On The Ball, our weekly podcast where we bring you all the latest developments from the field of sports. Today I have with me my colleagues Pranav, Dustin and Prakhar. We're going to talk about Game Week 5 and what to look forward ahead in Game Week 6. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi, it's good to be here.
It's great to be here, Jerome.
Hi, Jerome.
Let me start with Prakhar. Liverpool had a good outing last week. So did Chelsea. In fact, a better outing. What do you think is going to happen at Stamford?
I predict a difficult fixture for Liverpool this time because, first of all, they don't have the comfort of the home where they have been winning everything. Mm-hmm. They have been defeating any team. So, and more importantly, they have lost a midweek match in Champions League.
Yes.
And that's going to affect the morale of the team. Mm-hmm. So, I feel that, and Chelsea last season were not easy for Liverpool to tackle.
Okay. I completely agree with you. The best part was Chelsea scored 4. Liverpool goofed up and they're not maintaining a clean sheet, right?
Yes, they have somehow the clean sheets that Liverpool were getting famous for last season. Right. There's clean sheet. They have kept just one clean sheet in the 5 matches they have played. Mm-hmm. They have won 5 out of 5, but the clean sheets are missing. Not sure where the clean sheets will start coming from. And
Dustin, what's your take on it? Will Chelsea have the upper hand?
Well, I'm really excited for this game because the way Chelsea have been playing this season, Lampard has the team set up to attack from the word go. And I've always said that they will dominate against the lower teams, but it's the bigger teams where the real challenge will come up against them. They lost 4-0 against Manchester United in the opening weekend. But I think since then, Lampard has time to build on the squad. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest blessing in disguise for Chelsea has been the transfer ban. All these seasons, we've seen Chelsea sending out these young players to other clubs where they perform and eventually get sold. Mm-hmm. The likes of Kevin De Bruyne, etc. But this season, we've already seen they've extended new deals already to Fikayo Tomori and Tammy Abraham. Tammy Abraham has 2 Premier League hat-tricks to his name. So it's going to be an exciting fixture. I think the key word for Chelsea is fearlessness. They go into the game fearless. I think Tammy Abraham is not going to be intimidated by Virgil van Dijk and he's just going to go there and try to hit the back of the net. So that's going to be interesting.
Extremely interesting. What's your take on this, Pranav?
So I think this is a very tough match for Chelsea because they have a very young squad. And going up against a team like Liverpool is not easy for everyone. Mm-hmm. It's not easy for anyone.
Okay. All right. Good take there. Quick prediction. Prakhar.
2-2.
Dustin.
I'm seeing Chelsea could nip this 3-2.
I think it's an easy win for Liverpool. 2-0.
All right, guys. I feel Chelsea would have the upper hand. It's going to be a 2-1 game against Liverpool at Stamford Bridge. Moving on to the next game, it's Leicester City versus Tottenham. Prakhar, what do you think Leicester City will come with into this game?
There has been a dip of form for Leicester. It's not the same Leicester what we saw the last season. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons is the exit of their key defender, Harry Maguire. Brendan Rodgers is yet to finalize or fix a proper defender in that spot. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why Harry Maguire is the costliest defender in the world. So fixing a defender or filling in the shoes of Harry Maguire would be a difficult task.
Okay.
And on the positive side, Leicester has no fresh injuries.
Okay.
So that should work in their favor, Leicester's favor.
All right.
But
Pranav, do you agree with what he's saying about Leicester? They're going to have the upper hand.
I think whenever I'm talking about Tottenham, I don't think they'll ever have the upper hand. Full disclosure, I'm an Arsenal fan. So, Tottenham for me, I think this will be a difficult match for them because the last match they won with a big margin, but I think that was due to the individual brilliance of Son. Nothing else. Harry Kane, all other players were not up to their mark.
Okay.
And out of the 5 matches, they've just won 2. And they're still in the top half of the table. So they are just average, but the teams around them, which are good, are also being average. That is why Tottenham are always up there.
You're speaking about last season Champions League finalist.
See,
that is a good one, Dustin.
See, that's a...
And where was Arsenal in the Champions League last year?
We were just practicing out in the Europa League.
Arsenal the Europa League finalist.
Alright, so Dustin, what do you think? Leicester-Tottenham?
Well, I think it's been a decent start for both teams. Leicester the better because they've been the most stable of the two. Tottenham have been uncertain with regards to a transfer window, but now that they can put that behind them, now that it's shut. I just think it's about Brendan Rodgers finding the right balance in midfield. He's got a great mix of players, young players who can provide something special on any given day. And I'm waiting for Madison to really grab a game by the scruff of its neck and dominate proceedings like he did against Chelsea last time.
Agreed, Dustin. Moving on, now my favourite team comes in. City take on Watford. At home, finally. Yes, the previous match was, really, really disappointing. Norwich, I think they were the better team on the given day. Yes, Aguero scored. I had him as my captain. But what do you guys think? Will City learn something? They did midweek. They were winners.
They cruised to victory.
Yes, yes. What do you think?
So first of all, I think we all as a collective should apologize to Norwich for calling them a cakewalk last week.
Yes, yes.
They, I think those were your words.
And I agree to that.
All of you agree. Please do change your statements. So I think Manchester City, there's one clear spot of bother there. You can see that everything else is top class. The one clear spot of bother is they don't have central defenders. Otamendi, John Stones, I hate to say this, but they are Arsenal type of defenders. They look like an Arsenal defense out there. If they had worn a red jersey, I would have called them Arsenal too. So I think their defenders are not good enough. Even Aymeric Laporte, if he comes back, I don't think he's of the quality of Virgil van Dijk or a title-winning side for that matter. So I think this season it's out of their hands because the next transfer window comes in January, and after January I don't think you can chase back whoever will be at the top of the table.
Alright, Watford came in, coming into this week with a 2-2 draw against Arsenal. At home, what do you think, Dustin?
Well, I think Norwich just laid out the map of if you want to unsettle City, that's how you do it. And surprisingly, Watford did the exact same things against Arsenal, but only in the second half. Arsenal dominated the first half, but Watford showed great fight. And interestingly, cleverly said after the game that we could sense the defenders weren't certain there. And that's how they got their goals, through the defensive errors mostly. They forced them out of them. And City have been having this trouble since Kompany have left. They've lost that reassuring presence, and with Laporte's injury, it has just compounded it even more. So I think if Watford can continue from where they left off against Arsenal and press City, they would have the upper hand. But then again, we are moving back to City's home stadium. They will not have those. The Norwich crowd was fantastic for that game. They were absolutely loud, and I don't think any City player looks settled there. So I think in front of their home fans, we'll once again see that slow, calm, reassuring football that Guardiola brings to the table.
All right, Prakhar.
Yes, the, Guardiola's men will bounce back after that shock loss.
Okay.
And let's not start. And we have to, it's about time that we should start taking Norwich seriously. They will, I see them as a team which will spoil the seasons of other top teams, top 4-5. And their matches against Liverpool, matches against Chelsea and Tottenham will decide top 4, top 5 finish. But in this match, I see City
with the upper hand.
I heard a very subtle insult over there. You said top 4 teams and you didn't mention Arsenal.
Quick, your prediction, Pranav.
I think, yet again, I'll call it a cakewalk for City. 3-0.
Alright, Dustin.
I think it could be a 3-1 victory for City.
Alright, Prakhar.
I see City conceding two goals because they have a gap. They have a hole in their backline now.
So, what do you think City will score?
But their idea will be to outscore their opponents.
Alright.
So, 3-2.
3-2. Alright. The next game, West Ham take on United. I consider it a lucky goal.
That's a penalty.
Penalty, right. Rightly said, Pranav, that the match would be tough and their opponents wouldn't be winners, which quite almost proved. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, United did win it. Still, Dustin, West Ham, what would West Ham bring to the table?
Well, I think West Ham are, they seem to be a side that are just one or two transfer windows away from being a top 6 side, a quality side. Once again, they've got great midfielders, and Sebastian Haller has been a very good signing up front. He was linking play well. They didn't score against Aston Villa in their previous game, But I do think they will, you know, they might just find the back of the net against Manchester United. And that midfield is once again really strong for West Ham, but it will be about keeping the Manchester United attackers at bay, which I'm not sure their defense is that equipped to do at the moment.
Alright, and Prakash, what do you think United will do?
It is a bit early to talk about United's weekend fixture because tonight they are playing their Europa League match.
Okay.
And have to see how Solskjaer deal with the injury concerns. They have a long injury concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And if Pogba and the likes of Pogba and Anthony Martial comes back, mm-hmm. then United will start feeling more secure.
Okay.
But the good news over the past week was they have signed a contract extension with, first of all, David De Gea, mm-hmm. their long-time star goalkeeper. Yeah. And also their central defender, Victor Lindelof.
Okay.
So they are kind of finalizing a team for a long term.
Alright.
So
coming to that, I think I don't know how the De Gea contract extension might work, because if you notice in the past 3 or 4 games, he hasn't been at his best.
Exactly.
And I think we've seen De Gea at his best when Madrid were really chasing after him, when they wanted him. So
yes.
I'm not too sure how that might go.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
I'd agree there. Alright, so predictions, guys. What do you think? Let me start with Dustin this time. West Ham, United.
Well, I'm going for a draw mostly. I think it might be a 0-0 or
okay.
a 1-1 draw.
Alright, Prakar?
I see United playing a very conservative football, but
mm-hmm.
still managing a 1-0 win.
Alright.
I think it'll be a 1-0 to West Ham.
Alright, another interesting match. Arsenal take on Aston Villa. I don't think it's going to be that interesting. I think Arsenal will have the upper hand here.
You will be surprised, Jerome. I support Arsenal.
Alright, so what do you think, Pranav?
So, first of all, I'd like to give a special mention to our special defenders, Socrates and David Luiz,
mm-hmm.
for spoiling the last match.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really good top-class defending. You never see that at Arsenal. Like, if you want to see top-class defending, never go to Arsenal.
Sarcasm at its best. No, but still, playing away. And Watford, what they brought was an aggressive game. I'd completely agree with Dustin's analogy that yes, what Norwich did to City, Watford did to Arsenal.
But even then, it's Watford at the end of the day. They've come with a new manager. They're struggling. You are Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
Have some sense of the team you are.
Alright, let's not go into team bashing. What do you think, Dustin? What will Aston Villa bring?
Well, Aston Villa's season seemed to have petered out mm-hmm. after that 2-0 win against Everton, who
mm-hmm.
are a good side in the end. You know, since then they haven't really hit those same highs. They are coming in from a 0-0 draw, wherein there was quite an interesting exchange also between two of their own players, where Ahmad El Ghazi apparently headbutted Tyrone Mings.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, Mings would be a player to watch out for, because he's the defender that Arsenal are missing. He's someone who really takes the game, he takes charge from behind, and you know how that is players get up and start defending, etc. So Aston Villa do bring some interesting fight with them to the table, but I think Arsenal have the quality to, you know, just blow them out of the water and get the game out of the way, especially being at home.
Cool. And Prakar, what do you think?
For this match, I see Arsenal a bit favourite.
Okay.
But then again, as Pranav is saying,
mm-hmm.
They have the concerns in their backline.
Okay.
And if they fix it, their frontline looks really promising.
Okay.
I would love to have those three players in my team. Pepe, Aubameyang and
Lacazette.
So. Mm-hmm. Those three are really
interesting.
They
yes.
don't have the buffer behind.
Interesting. Quick, Pranav, what do you think will be the outcome?
I think 1-0 to the Arsenal.
Okay.
Dustin. I would go for 2-0 towards Arsenal.
Yeah.
I don't see Arsenal keeping a clean sheet.
Okay.
They will concede. But
okay.
then I see them scoring goals. It will be like what Manchester City will do. Outscore the opponents.
Alright. I see a 1-1 draw. Sorry, Pranav, yeah, I see that. Moving on to any upsets you guys think is likely, like last week. Any upsets this week?
I think Aston Villa can upset Arsenal. Especially that we have a midweek fixture also. So there'll be a tired squad plus a lacking defense.
Mm-hmm.
All that adds to a good upset story?
Alright, Dustin.
Well, I think Chelsea beating Liverpool would be an upset. Because right now, I look at Liverpool and I'm like, where will the first defeat in the Premier League come from?
Okay.
At the same time, I do think Liverpool are one injury away from disaster at the moment. I think if they lose Van Dijk at this point of the season, without Alisson's solidity at the back, we could just see their defense crumble back to the chaos they're famous for.
I agree with what Dustin is saying. Liverpool are going to face the first roadblock of the season in Premier League.
Okay.
They are going to go down.
Whoa, nice.
It's too difficult to confess.
See, you can see a white flag.
But then, if Liverpool come out as winners in this difficult fixture after a difficult loss against Napoli, I see them going again on a huge win.
No, then they'll face City. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Yes. What about the Fantasy League? I have a Van Dijk. I have. I don't have anybody from Chelsea. Should I call and get in someone from Chelsea and replace Van Dijk?
Well, I think it would be smarter to stay away from the Liverpool and Chelsea defenders because there will be goals flowing in that game.
Okay.
The way things appear, so
right.
It would be better not to pick any of those defenders.
Right. That's a good one. Yeah, I don't have goalkeepers nor defenders from them from either team. And so, who should you pick from Liverpool?
I have been having Sadio Mane.
Okay.
So he is a good buy in a fantasy team. Along with what Pranav says, you can either have Trent Alexander-Arnold or Andy Robertson because they are either involved in free kicks or either are involved in assists.
Okay.
So
definitely get Van Dijk out. You have him. So that will be good. This thing. You suggest anyone?
So Norwich and Everton both have easy fixtures. I would not say easy, but fixtures that they are most likely to win and score. So I would suggest picking Timo Pukki and Richarlison or Iwobi for that matter. Iwobi has been really good after he came.
I think Norwich, a clutch of Norwich players like Emiliano Buendia, he was really impressive against City, and also Todd Cantwell and Timo Pukki would be good picks for your fantasy Premier League teams. Also because Norwich have a seemingly easy run of fixtures in their next 3 or 4 games, so they could be mainstays, and the style of football they play, you can see many goals flowing in there.
All right, and I'm still going to go with Aguero as my captain.
Yes,
I know. Captain guys, who do you think?
For me, I think it should be Raheem Sterling. Whenever his back is against the wall, he always performs. And
okay.
I expect a hat-trick this match from him.
Wow.
Well, I think De Bruyne was really impressive over the weekend.
Yes.
And he is someone who can give you assists, he can give you goals. So
De Bruyne, you mean midweek?
Yes.
In the midweek, he was really impressive.
Yeah,
he
controlled
the game
impressive.
And we can see him hitting that rich form that he enjoyed earlier.
What do you think, Raheem?
I have Kevin De Bruyne in my fantasy team, but I will still captain Sadio Mane.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
Alright guys, so with that we wrap this episode of the On The Ball podcast. In case you have any query, in case you have any suggestion, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.